Hello. Welcome to the AlexiCast. Here's your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com.
This week, it is November 17th, 2017, so we have some Thanksgiving things as well as we get ready for Christmas. So let's start off with Alexa. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful I was programmed with a sense of humor, but not a sense of smell. After all, life is a gas.
Alexa, when was the first Thanksgiving?
According to reference.com, historians say that there had been harvest feasts in New England prior to the 17th century, when Puritans and Pilgrim settlers came over from England. The feast that we call the first Thanksgiving was celebrated by the Pilgrims and members of the Wampanoag tribe in the fall of 1621. Prior to the event that is believed to be the first Thanksgiving, harvest feasts were practiced in New England, though they did not catch on as a yearly event. President George Washington created a yearly tradition of a Thanksgiving feast on November 26, 1789, though it did not become a mandatory celebration for all American states until President Abraham Lincoln signed a proclamation saying this in 1863. On December 26, 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed a resolution that made Thanksgiving the fourth Thursday of November. Thanksgiving is intended for friends and family to gather and give thanks for the blessings they received over the previous year.
Alexa, give me a Thanksgiving haiku.
Bright, festive, cheerful, bringing joy to the table. The decorative gourd.
Okay. Alexa, tell me a vegetable joke.
What's a pirate's favorite vegetable?
Arg!
Eula.
Okay. Yeah, she's never going to make it as a comedian. Some things you know that she can do conversions from, you know, quarts to pints and things like that. I didn't know this. Alexa, how many megabytes in 2.5 gigabytes?
2.5 gigabytes is 2,560 megabytes.
Alexa, it's turkey time.
I have skills that can help with your Thanksgiving meal recipes. Do you want to try Food Network?
No.
Do you want to try Best Recipes?
No.
Would you like to try Morton Brine Time?
No.
Would you like Betty Crocker?
No.
Would you like to try Turkey Planter?
Alexa, stop. You get the idea. If you want help with food on Thanksgiving, she can definitely help you out with that. I did find you can do this. Alexa, am I naughty or nice?
All I know is that Santa sees you when you're sleeping and he knows when you're awake. So just be good for goodness sake.
Alexa, am I naughty or nice?
Nice, of course. But Santa's still watching.
Alexa, am I naughty or nice?
Santa doesn't share his list with me, but I know he's still watching.
Alexa, am I naughty or nice?
Only Santa knows.
Alexa, am I naughty or nice?
Nice, of course. Santa's still watching.
Yeah, okay. There is actually an app that's called Naughty or Nice, so if you wanted to, I said an app, a skill, if you wanted to, but it's kind of already built in, although she's never said I was naughty. There's also one called Christmas Facts. Alexa, open Christmas Facts.
Did you know carols weren't sung in churches until they were introduced by St. Francis of Assisi in the 13th century?
And one other thing I didn't realize you could do with her. Alexa, who's hosting Saturday Night Live this week?
Chance the Rapper is hosting Saturday Night Live on November 18th, 2017. The musical guest will be Eminem.
And if you're tired of hearing Alexa's voice, all you have to say is, Alexa, let's shop Oprah's favorite things.
This, I must say, is my favorite gift of the season.
Right.
It's my new book, Wisdom of Sundays.
Of course it is.
Life-changing insights from Super Soul Conversations. It's a spiritual guide featuring many of my own aha moments and lessons from some of today's most admired thought leaders. I believe this is the perfect gift for any person who wants a moment of inspiration. It's a treasure.
The Wisdom of Sundays by Oprah Winfrey, hardcover. It's $18.22 total including tax. Would you like to buy it?
No.
I don't know if you're aware, but I love truffles. I love them so much, I literally travel with this truffle zest in my bag. Yes, I've pulled it out, and people say, you're carrying your own truffle? Yes, I am. It was on our list last year, and now it's back in a set with new rosemary and parsley zest. I use this for seasoning all
Alexa,
the
stop.
Time.
Yeah, so you get it. And you could just keep saying no, and Oprah will bring you more things to shop for. So it's kind of a gimmick to, and obviously the first thing she loves is her book. Shocking. But speaking of shopping, if you're not shopping with Oprah, if you're going to be doing anything at Amazon, can you do me a big favor? It doesn't cost you a dime. Simply go to alexacast.com, click on any of the Amazon banners, and then shop away to whatever you want. And I get a small finder's fee, and it helps keep the lights on here at the AlexaCast. For all of my friends in Canada, Amazon has finally brought its line of Alexa-powered Echo speakers to Canada. The release of the Echo hardware has been long awaited by Americans, our lovely northern neighbor, which could only, they could only watch. And, you know, as we went through two different generations of Alexa, the Echo Dot, the second generation of Echo and Echo Plus with its integrated smart home hub, which I've been talking about, they're all on sale in Canada as of today, complete with a full Alexa voice assistant support. The Dot is $49.99 for a limited time, regularly $69.99. The Echo, which is, it's now $99.99, normally $130. And the Plus, normally $199, is $169.99. This also comes alongside Amazon opening a dedicated smart home device store in Canada and offering access to Amazon Prime for Canadians with over 1 million songs available to stream free for Prime members. A lot of Canadians are already using Alexa and Echo, having procured them from the U.S., retailers or third parties who will ship across the border, but this has always involved workarounds like having a U.S. Amazon account. Echo finally being available to Canadians officially is a big step, and it's likely to strike a chord with customers. Google Home launched in the market earlier this year, but, you know, so that's there too. I do have a Google Home. I'm so about the Alexa at this point. So now consumers have some variety in their smart home speakers. So if you thought about buying somebody a Dot for Christmas, except they live in Canada, well, now you can, you know, if you're in Canada, you can now do that. So that is going to do it for this edition of the AlexaCast. If you have something that you're using, a new app or something like that, I would love to hear it. You can call it in. It's 888-563-3228. Just say your name and the name of the skill or whatever you're using it for, and you'll hear your smiling voice right here on the AlexaCast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until then, well, I'll let her have the final word.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.